Hello, Star Wars fans. We are back with another episode of the Starlight Podcast. We have the usual star-studded cast. We've got Lord Dagovir, of course. How we doing?
Yo, fam, I'm ready to go unlock the knowledge. That's why I'm here.
And we've also got Daddy Sheev, aka John Bates. Welcome back, baby.
What's up, dude? Ready to get into it.
Let's do it. Listen. I'm excited to talk. We are going to start with a little bit of just a small news story. One of my favorite characters in Star Wars animation, Hondo Ohnaka, is getting a little bit of the spotlight. We've got an article that has come out from the voice actor that says we're not quite done with Hondo Ohnaka. Basically, he hinted that he will return as Hondo in the near future. Whether that means a separate Star Wars project, whether that means Shadow Lord, I just want to show some love to my boy Hondo. What are you guys thinking about this? It's a small story, but I still think we got to give my boy some respect.
Your boy, he's also my boy. Okay? No,
He's
but
a friend of the pod. He's a friend of
yeah,
the pod. Hondo, friend of the
he'll be a
pod.
special guest soon, one of these days. That's a dream. Get Hondo on the podcast. But no, yeah, I'm also really excited for this announcement. I mean, yeah, it is just like a little hint, wink wink, that Hondo's not his story's not done. I'm assuming, like you just said, Connor, he's gonna be in the next Maul show. Which I'm all for because in the Clone Wars, he has some of the most quotable and funny lines in the entire show.
This effort is no longer profitable.
Yeah. And leave you alone with the two crazies? Oh, okay.
He's
Yeah.
a pure capitalist.
Oh, dude, he's a chaotic neutral. Like he does not care about he just cares about the Benjamins. That's all really matters to Hondo. But no, I'm really excited for this announcement. And in my opinion too, he has a sick ride in Disney. So that's also
Yes.
really sick. So it's pretty cool to see him back in this upcoming project, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it's also something that we have to put respect on his name because he did capture Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Count Dooku all at the same time. So do not forget that, man, because your boy Hondo's got them hands and the
He captured
mind.
Ahsoka, yeah.
Yeah, dude, no, he
Dude,
knows, man. He
he's
knows
playing
what's up.
around.
Yeah, I mean, respect on his name for sure. I think what's interesting is like Hondo, I think, has done a lot of different things. And I think one of them as well was the Batuu games that they had with the VR. So I wonder if that is like something that they're showing him. They just came back, of course, with Star Wars Outlaws DLC that he was also in, I believe. So I'm wondering if it's something on that level. I would like to see a live action Hondo, and I feel like we should have gotten him already in The
The
Mandalorians,
Mandalorian, yes.
yeah, or even what was the most recent one with the kids show that I always Skeleton Crew,
Skeleton Crew.
which was really good. You know, Pirates and Pirates and Pirates. I mean, I feel like he's there. He should have been there. But at the end of the day, you know, I know how a lot of people are always like, stop with the you know, the Easter eggs and this coming in and bringing these people that we already know from. I don't know, man. Hondo's a cool character. I don't see why you haven't done it already. But maybe he is getting something more. Maybe it's gonna be Ahsoka. Maybe it's gonna be the Mando and Grogu movie. Who knows? I don't know, but I think he's a pretty cool character that all fans will appreciate.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who hates Hondo. I think he is that chaotic neutral, and I think he's one of the best like characters that are comic relief in Star Wars. A lot of times for me, the comic relief in specifically the Clone Wars or the animation shows is a little kiddish, and obviously that's what it's supposed to be because it's a kid's show. But Hondo is someone who makes me laugh every single time he's on screen. So the fact that he also has a large part in the Galaxy's Edge rides, I see a future for Hondo, and he can be in all of these projects, any of these projects. I'm sure he was on the Battle of Exegol if he could have been. So I think we've got a good future with Hondo ahead. But that kind of leads into like the show that is rumored to potentially have a Hondo appearance, and that's Maul's Shadow Lord. This was announced at Star Wars Celebration. It got a lot of hype when I remember the announcement happening. What do you guys think about this show? Because it is Star Wars animation. It's that Clone Wars style, but what are we thinking?
I don't know if I'll ever get tired of the Clone Wars animation, mainly because I'm biased because I grew up with Clone Wars, and I remember seeing the movie when it first came out, and I watched all first 5 seasons on Cartoon Network. So the more Clone Wars animation for me, the merrier. I'm really excited for the show. I really enjoyed Maul's character. I think they brought him back in Clone Wars in such a cool way. And then he was in Rebels, and then he was even in the Han Solo movie. Like, he's been sprinkled into other Star Wars projects, and I really like how they've expanded on his character in the past, several years. So I'm really excited to see where they go and his time spent, as the leader of Crimson Dawn. I'm also really interested in, it looks like Darth Talon in the trailer, which I know Dagger knows all about her and her character from Legends and all that. You're the Legends guru. I'm sure you
Man,
know.
I thought you were talking about gooning, bro, because yeah, I
Seems
ain't
like you
about
were
that life,
assuming
bro.
something.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man.
man.
I was not talking about
So now Daggervir knows about Darth Talon.
Yeah, dude, I was
Daggervir
like,
knows.
whoa, I
Daggervir.
didn't even
Nowhere
say
like
that,
that.
bro.
I'm getting all red, but that's not what I meant. But if you want to take it there, I mean.
Oh, man. First off, I gotta say, I actually don't like Talon that much as a character. I think that a lot of people that didn't read the comics don't really know how, I want to say, one-dimensional she is. She's extremely loyal, and she's kind of like one of these people that gets abused like crazy. Typical Sith behavior, I feel like. But there's definitely more compelling characters in her story. But I think that this is an opportunity for Dave Filoni and Sam Witwer to really take this character and maybe even upgrade her in terms. I really am kind of interested in what they're going to do with the characters and Darth Maul's story, because a character that I feel like he's very close to and attached to at this time is probably Kira. And that is a character that I feel like we have not seen at all. And I heard some whispers about, why these characters from Solo haven't been used yet. And I wonder if this is probably where they're going to make their entrance finally.
That makes the most sense to me,
Yeah.
because I like, this is the perfect show to kind of incorporate everybody, because obviously Maul was in Solo and they had a connection there, and there's been comic runs with Kira, with Kira, but like, I haven't really read them. I haven't been following that specific run of comics. It makes sense to bring them more to the forefront, especially for the movie Solo's sake,
Yeah.
I think Darth Talon would be Darth Talon, because she won't be Darth Talon. She won't be a Sith. She'll be Maul's, I believe she'll be Maul's apprentice
Yeah.
in the dark side. He's not a Sith Lord. He knows the ways of the Sith, so he doesn't call himself Darth Maul. Or maybe this is where he decides to not call himself Darth Maul. Maybe he's finally giving up that idea of being a Sith, because we see him introduced in Ahsoka, and he says, "Formerly Darth, now just Maul."
Not a
So
small.
maybe that's that story point where he realizes, like, I'm not gonna be a Sith, so I'm gonna get Talon with me, and we're gonna try to do the best that we can for this criminal syndicate.
Yeah, that'd be a cool storyline. Yeah, it's probably gonna end, if I had to guess, it'd probably end where he, then appears in Rebels where we see him and Ezra meets him. I'd be curious to see how he ends up, What was that planet's called again? You guys remember?
Malachor.
Malachor, thank you. It'd be cool to see how he ends up on Malachor. Another thing I find interesting about seeing Talon in the trailer, which, well, first, I hope that we get a clear version of the trailer. I've only seen a very grainy video from Celebrations. But something I found interesting is I remember reading a couple months ago, I don't know if this was entirely true, but George's like plan for the sequel trilogy, how it would be set 5 years after Return of the Jedi, and the main antagonist would be Darth Maul and his apprentice Darth Talon. So I find that really interesting that I assume to be her in this show with Maul. I wonder if anything is maybe pulled from that or the inspiration maybe came from that. So I find that really interesting. Do you guys remember that story at all? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's actually on one of the books that's holding my mic. It's in Star Wars archives. And it talks about how basically Luke and Han do not know how to lead a government. And Leia is the person that needs to do this, which is why she is basically the new chosen one in his ideal trilogy that he would have made. And Darth Talon and Maul, on top of the criminal underworld, is basically this terrifying faction that the heroes have to fight. I think that this is a good step in the direction to make this story. My only two criticisms I have of this is that it's an animation, and that this is, in my opinion, a story that is worthy of live action, that probably should be a movie, a trilogy. I don't even like the word trilogy anymore. I like stories to end when they need to end. So if it's four movies or five movies, you make it as long as you need to. But when we all talk about Clone Wars animation, you know the terminology I bring up, VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales. It's so funny because I was watching Shrek the other day and then Incredibles, and it all looks like the same stuff. So it's not that Star Wars did bad. It's just this stuff, in my opinion, hasn't aged as well as people would have hoped. So when we look at Bad Batch, Tales of the Underworld and the Empire, the fidelity is much better. And I hear that Shadow Lord is going to be even better than that. That's good. That's a step in the right direction. But as Daddy Sheev is talking about, I need to actually see this in modern day instead of something blurry that's at Celebration. I'm tired of getting that. I'm tired of not getting that. And I really want to see how good this is looking at, because on my other screen over here, I'm looking at Darth Maul on his ship coming out of it with the smoke and the way the lightsaber comes out. It looks amazing, but I just want to see how much better Star Wars animation can go, because I'm one of those people that believes they still are not pushing the bar high enough.
I would agree to that. I think they need to find another outlet. And we've talked about this on the pod
Yes, all the
before.
time.
They need to find another outlet for animation that's not that 3D style. And listen,
But
like you
guys,
said,
Clone Wars.
it has been peak. But no, you're right. The Clone Wars, like Clone Wars season 7, peak animation. All of these projects that have come out since that season, they've been really good and look really good. But I think it's time for a switch up. There's so many opportunities to tell different stories and different styles of animation. What is the style of animation for the like it was like a retelling of the stories, like of the movies basically. Was it like Jedi Adventures or
Oh,
they were like
Galaxy of
yeah,
Adventures.
yes,
Yes.
Galaxy of Adventures. That's a style that I could watch for seasons and seasons and seasons of shows. Just find something different. Not that this stuff is bad, because it is peak. I saw the trailer. I've seen the screenshots of that show, Maul coming out of the ship with his lightsabers lighting up the mist. That's peak. That's peak. But yeah, try to find something else, on that realm. But listen, I'm not gonna complain if we are getting animated series. I love the animation. It would be cool to see something like Star Wars Visions implemented into canon. And I know we've hounded on that fact. We've said it so many times on this podcast that we want that, but then again, we're not making the decisions. We're not writing the stories. We're not writing the checks. So our opinion is somewhat mute, but yeah, this might become a mall podcast, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
for
fine with that. Yeah, honestly.
it. So I've talked a lot in recent times about the dark side and the path to many abilities that some consider to be unnatural. And one of the most unnatural abilities that we have seen in Star Wars is Maul surviving in canon. Him surviving getting cut in half on Naboo, falling to the pits of hell, and then surviving somehow on a cargo ship that goes to a different planet. He turns into a spider that's filled with trash and other different living beings and spiders. Do you guys like that, or do you hate that?
I like it. I mean, I remember watching it as a kid, thinking like, "How can Maul survive? Like he literally got cut in half." But I feel the way that they presented the story and, kind of explained how he literally survived off of his pure hatred for Obi-Wan, I think makes it believable, but also kind of cool. And then he's sitting there for years, waiting to plot his revenge, and then he eventually, Savage goes and finds him. And, then he just starts going on a terror spree across the galaxy. And I find that really cool. What about you guys?
So, this is kind of a hot take, but I feel like as much as people complain about, well, I think it's actually justified criticism is bringing back characters. But when you look at the history of Star Wars, characters have always come back in Star Wars. Palpatine has come back in the Dark Empire series. Maul has come back in the Clone Wars. Boba Fett has come back in the comics in the expanded universe. There has always been characters coming back in some way, in shape, or form. I think that they need to be way more selective about it. Asajj Ventress has come back and had, three, four episodes of Tales of the Underworld. I think there is a difference between killing off a character because their story ends and bringing back a character because you wanna. And I think Palpatine is one of those examples. I think that Darth Maul was probably used or utilized at its peak to make the Clone Wars animated show so much better because they needed him. And they also, I felt like, made one of the most fleshed out characters in Star Wars that I think at times with writing rivals Darth Vader. Not as like the greatest character of all time, but in terms of writing, I think that Darth Maul's writing is very solid as a character. This is interesting. I don't think that you should do that all the time. And I think people are getting really tired of it, and I think that's when you lose a fan base. So I think Shadow Lord is something that we've probably needed for Maul. I would say more so than Rebels before. If you were giving me Shadow Lord before Rebels, I would be on in because I want to see dark side on dark side violence. And I think that's something that Star Wars has been needing for a while and we haven't gotten.
Yeah, I completely agree with that sentiment. We looking back at it, we don't have that much violence, with the exception of Darth Maul really fighting Palpatine in the Clone Wars.
Or the Inquisitors and Rebels, and that's
Yeah,
really
Inquisitors.
about it. In live action and animation, I would say, of
Yeah, there's
course,
stuff in
more of that stuff.
comics that I've seen, but yeah, mostly,
But yeah, this is a medium that everybody can see, you know?
I am probably Maul's biggest fan here.
Really?
I absolutely love him as a character. I think he is probably the second most tragic character behind Anakin Skywalker. He was taken as a child by the Sith and tortured, became an assassin, thrown away multiple times. So many times he had been just thrown away by Sidious. And the fact that he always gets up and tries again is absolutely insane. Not that he is somebody that you want to be like, but to see him as a character just grow. And my favorite version of Maul, is either Rebels or it's Clone Wars Season 7. I get chills every time I hear his speech about saving the Republic. The Republic is dead. It's you just haven't realized it yet. And he's talking about power and he's talking about justice. He's like, justice, justice is just the rules of the current construct, and whoever's in power, there will be more justice coming next. And I think his
Before
monologue,
Andor, by the way.
he's the original, he's the original monologuist. Like he is, Sam Witwer does a fantastic job with that
Oh,
character.
he's great.
And I could listen to him talk for hours and hours and hours, but I'm very curious to see how they frame Maul in this show. He's going to have to struggle somehow. And I don't know if it's going to be against another Darksider, if it's going to be against himself. Maybe he's lost faith in himself after everything that has happened to him. I don't know what exactly will happen with him, but I'm super curious to see that story.
I think we know what's
Well,
going to happen to him, actually. Yeah, but go on, Chief. I'm sorry.
oh no, you're fine. I was just gonna say we kind of see him already fight another dark side user in the trailer. He fights Merrick, that was in Ahsoka.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
So
Sick.
there's definitely fighting Inquisitors, and that's probably how he gets the term the Shadow, because that's how the other Inquisitors refer to him in Rebels.
Yes.
And that's also probably how Merrick becomes a Dathomir witch like voodoo puppet that we see in Ahsoka, because he's actually dead. He's being controlled by Dathomir magic. So there's definitely gonna be a moment in the show. He's probably gonna have Inquisitors after him. It would be kind of cool to see him interact with Palpatine again, but I don't think I would see we would see that in the show. At a maybe at a maximum, Vader might pull up at some point, but I'd say at a minimum is going to be Merrick and some Inquisitors that we'll probably see him fight.
Yeah, I actually think that Morok's lightsaber is the one that he ends up taking
Probably.
on
Oh, it's
Malachor.
Morok, not Merrick. Okay.
Yeah, Merrick,
Yeah,
Morok, yes. Potato, potato, you know.
okay.
It's I also think that what I was talking about with Connor is that I think we know how he's going to end up, and it's probably because he's going to get smashed by Vader, because that's what I felt like happened in Malachor. Was he had this run-in with this dude that he did not know, and that's why he acts the way he does in Rebels, where he was like, yes, they're coming, but I cannot defeat the one they call Vader, as if like he already
He
knew.
knew him. Yeah, that's interesting. He had to, there's no way he would have known Vader otherwise.
Guys, I love that episode. Malachor is a really big planet from Knights of the Old Republic too, as
Yeah.
well. So like that, like I was not interested in Rebels until I saw that character arc.
That's
I just,
such a good
and it's,
episode.
dude, yeah, and it's also crazy too, because I didn't care about Clone Wars when I was younger either, until Maul came back and I was like, this is not a kid show no mo, you know? So like it's just one of those things where this guy, I don't know, man, maybe Dave Filoni cooks when he has Maul in his kitchen, because it
Dude,
just
I
seems
think
like
he
every
will.
time.
This is his medium. This is like his playground, which is he came from animation. He did such a good job with the original Clone Wars. Like, I feel like he's gonna cook here,
I
so.
would argue that every animation that Dave Filoni is attached to that has Maul in it, all those scenes and those arcs arguably are the peak of those shows. Clone Wars Season 7, whew, Star Wars Rebels, on Malachor, whew, and of course everything that was in Clone Wars before Season 7 with Maul. So I'm sat, baby. I'm sat. I'm
I'm
sat.
sad. I also want to talk about him on Tatooine when Maul goes to Tatooine and gets killed. Because that is my favorite duel in Star Wars, I believe. I
Really?
absolutely love the symbolism between more on Obi-Wan's side, where obviously he goes through his thought process of doing Obi-Wan, young Obi-Wan. Then he's going, oh, I'm actually Ben Kenobi now, his lightsaber stance. And then he baits Maul with his
He
Qui-Gon
got rage baited.
stance.
Yeah.
And it's just peak that at the end of his life, Maul, after everything that he has been through, he sees the person that he has hated the most, the person that kept him alive by his hatred. And he sees them almost as equal in the same camp. They are the victims of the same person, of the same crime, where Palpatine has ruined both of their lives. And at the end, he says that the Chosen One will avenge us. He will avenge us. And I think that's chef's kiss writing. And like you said, Dagovir, it's Dave Filoni just absolutely in the kitchen cooking this dialogue, these scenes. And Maul, like if I could have one character in a scene, it would have to be Maul, to be honest. I love him so much. He's probably in my top five favorite Star Wars characters.
Oh, you got it, boss. I thought you were hearing me.
No, it's okay. I'll wait, and because you guys know I usually spiel
I was just gonna say, Connor, I don't know if I agree that it's the best duel in Star Wars. However, I will agree that the
It's my
symbolism.
favorite. It's my favorite. It's my
Oh, I
favorite.
thought you said it was the best. Okay, your favorite. All right, that's okay, man. But I will say I enjoyed the symbolism there, and I really enjoyed, like you said, like. Obi-Wan goes back to like his I'm Ben Kenobi, but he does the same like stance and pose as Qui-Gon did, and that's why Maul goes for the lightsaber tap that got Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan just takes him right down. But yeah, what were you gonna say, Dagovir?
So, I cannot stand when you kill characters off in mediums that I do not believe that they should be killed off in. It's really a weird scenario, because most of the casual fan base that is movie watching only understands that Maul died in The Phantom Menace. 90% of Star Wars fans have no idea that he survives in The Clone Wars and then dies in Star Wars Rebels. And I think that potentially, that was a very big mistake to put him in Star Wars Rebels. I don't know if you can't foresee the potential of Kenobi being a thing, but in my opinion, that should have been the first season of Kenobi rather than him and Vader meeting. Of course, we can play this game all day, every day, but I think this is the thing that I've talked about several times. It's like when you make this decision, it is permanent. There is no, Star Wars is very different from every other universe. You can't recast characters. You can't reset the universe. There's no reboots. This is it. It is the story forever and ever. And at the very least, with Shadow Lord Maul, I feel like we're getting something that George Lucas always wanted to do and couldn't do himself because he sold the rights to this franchise. So that is a positive plus. But if it's something like Darth Talon, where you're going to bring in, and even Maul is talking about on Malachor that he's looking for an apprentice, he's just a shadow now. So is this a dynamic that them are no longer a thing between this whole mentor and apprentice thing? Is Talon going to go off and do something else and maybe find Krayt, which I think would be a fantastic character to introduce in Rey's new saga? These are things that I hope they are thinking about when they're making the story instead of let's just make another mole story.
Yeah, I see what you're saying with introducing Maul into live action, like a movie or a live action TV show. I think at that point we could not have foreseen like Disney basically Disney plusing everything and making all of these shows.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that story is told so well that I personally don't care that it's in Rebels. I love watching Rebels. It's one of my favorite shows. I understand where you're coming from, where like the general fan
Never gonna
that
see that.
watches the movies
They're
is never
never
gonna
gonna
see
watch
that.
it. Yeah, they're never gonna enjoy it or appreciate it. And that's essentially my point. That's all.
Right. Yeah. I totally get that. I don't know. That's a fine line to tread there with trying to figure out when the best place is to place these stories, because at that point in time, obviously they had no idea that this would happen.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just more so the double-edged sword that Star Wars is. If we're gonna sit here and talk about how consistency, like we talking about on our TikTok live, is a part of this expanded universe, this continuity that they're always preaching about. Maybe there's a way that these things can be elevated to a new, maybe one day animation could be just as or almost as important as live action. I don't know if we'll get there, but I think it starts with how the animation looks and what stories they're trying to tell.
If you could have one, like if you could have one animation style basically for a Star Wars show like this, what would you want it to be?
You can go, Johnny, and then I'll follow
What
up.
for Maul's
Yeah,
upbringing,
like as
right?
opposed to like outside of the Clone Wars, outside of that, like I'm just trying to figure out what we want.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I really enjoyed some of the animation styles that I saw in Visions. Especially the Ninth Jedi. I really enjoyed that animation style. Any of those I feel like would be really cool in a Star Wars project like this. I mean, we've talked on the pod before about, wanting more Star Wars anime. So anything along those lines, I think could be interesting for a show like this.
Yeah, I mean, all day anime, all day, man. I mean, like, it's just like, I wouldn't personally pick that for me. I have another personal choice, and I'll get that in a second. But when you go watch Shrek or Incredibles or season one of the Clone Wars, this stuff does not look good. But if I pop in 1990 anime from Vampire Hunter D, and it's better than 2D animation that comes out today, clearly there is a problem with the direction that these stories and the element that they're the medium that they're trying to tell these stories in. I guarantee you, after this podcast is done, look up Vampire Hunter D. Look at that animation. Look how insanely detailed it is. Why is Star Wars not doing something like that with their Disney budget? It's insane to me, and I can go on all day about this, but it's not that it's bad. I just don't think it should be higher quality with this is Star Wars. In the 1980s, this franchise was doing stuff that people had never ever seen before. Technology that they didn't even know existed, they didn't even know would work. Why are we not doing that today? Why are we not doing that now? What is the problem? You know, of course, George Lucas isn't funding it, and that's a huge thing. But I would love to see Blur get their hands on it. If you guys don't know, they did the Star Wars The Old Republic trailers. These were some of the most
Dude, those are
powerful and
so good.
influential. Yeah,
Yeah.
that would be my medium for Star Wars animation going forward. I would love, whether it's a kiddie show, whatever it is, that would be the animation that I'm doing forever going in with. But that's just me, and I'm not every fan, you know.
Yeah. To answer a question, Dagobert, I think that live action has taken such a bigger precedent. And we see stuff with like the volume and seeing things with like CGI and the Luke Skywalker stuff. I think they put all of their effort towards that. And the volume has revolutionized like specifically the TV show stuff that we've seen because other people are trying to do stuff like that. And I think to a certain point, it's Star Wars shows have become too volumized, with the exception of Andor. Watching season one of The Mandalorian is awesome. Like you can tell that like now that there's the volume, but when we were first watching it, we're like, "What the hell is happening? How are these people getting these shots?" So they are making strides into innovation and creation, but it's just not in the medium that I think would probably benefit them the most,
I
is
agree.
that animation.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But we all know at the end of the day, compared to, live action compared to books and comics, come on, no one's going to be reading the books. No one's going to be looking at stuff. And at the end of the day, too, we still have most of the older Star Wars fans aren't going to watch a cartoon. Whether you say it's this or that, that's for us. And maybe when our generation gets older, well, I mean, I'm a generation older than you guys, I'm unc status, but at the end of the day too, I'm sure you guys understand that the movies are king, live action is king. And I don't know if Star Wars will ever break that, even if the fidelity is what I want to see it to be. But there could be other parts of the world that may take a more interest in animation and Star Wars because we're telling in that medium, which I think Visions does so well with, but topic for another time. But either way, I'm still excited for Shadow Lord. It looks good. I just hope it's like better than the Underworlds and everything else that we've seen, because that animation is good, but I still want it to go more, still want it to go further.
Yeah, I want to see an improvement of it. I mean, watching Clone Wars season one to what they do now is crazy. It's almost like it was
Or the
unfinished.
Bad Batch, like it's like, yeah, man, yeah. I think the Bad Batch season one, especially the first episode, I think looks amazing. When you're watching it, I mean, it's so good.
With the
And then even,
Kamino, and the Kamino stuff. Yeah, it's
yeah.
great.
Even Tales of the Jedi, I was like, what the flip? Like even the last season of Bad Batch doesn't look as good as Tales of the Jedi. It's just like crazy, crazy difference. But still, man, it's just like if you have time, go watch those Blur Star Wars The Old Republic trailers, man, because they are so good. And then even the newest one with Darth Malgus, where the story continues and it's a 10-year anniversary, they're using mocap, and they've always used mocap, but they're like, you can literally tell,
Yeah,
like, these
dude,
are
it
actually like
looked
body
fluid. Like,
characters.
yeah, the
Yeah,
one
man.
with the holocron.
Yes, the
Yeah,
holocron,
that
man.
one. Dude, I've seen all of them, man. They're so good. I've never played the games, but you best
I
believe
did. Yeah.
I'm watching all those trailers. I'll never forget, Connor. I remember in college sitting down and showing them, showing you all of them all in a row. I think like it took like a good 30, 40 minutes just to show you all of them, but they're all so good.
It's a real thing. That's a man. You guys know the Dark Temple and shit that I always talk about. It's from that game, that MMO game. It's free to play. I think it's still free to play, I'm not sure.
I think
But
it is.
and forward into whatever was talking with us about it too. And I was just like, if you ever delve into that, whether it's Knights of the Old Republic first and then that is a game, in my opinion, worth the story alone, just to experience what it is. And that build up to that campaign with those trailers, man, waiting for that game to come out. I wish I knew you guys back then so we all could have experienced it, man.
No, I will never forget those trailers. I was then obsessed with them for about a month straight, and I would watch reactions to the videos. I would watch the videos themselves, the trailers themselves, the lore videos on the trailers themselves. Like it was absolutely incredible. And yeah, no, I think that would be fantastic as well. I do think that animation will eventually become king in just like the sphere of like media, and specifically stories. Like like science fiction, fantasy, specifically with anime, every single young person I know watches anime. My cousin, 11 years old, all she does is watch anime. She's talking to me about One Piece. Like it's absolutely insane, and I think bringing people in from that medium is a huge opportunity for Star Wars, both financially and popularity. Put out a good show that's canon in the animation style of like any of those anime studios. Just give it to them and say, "Hey, this is what we're doing. This is the story. Go ahead." I think that would be peak.
Yeah, I think I would really enjoy that. I mean, like I said, like we've talked before, I really enjoyed Visions and maybe seeing something expanded from there. Even if you just took a story and from there, like the oh my God, Dagger, you always talk about it. The one Order 66. It could be like an Order 66 survivor. It was the fifth episode from season one.
The Village
Yeah.
Bride.
Village Bride, thank you. Yeah, like that could be a whole
That's our
like
girl.
story. I'd be all for
F
it.
will be back. F will be back in season three.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
So
Just
hype.
you wait. That's all I can say. Just you wait.
But yeah, I think, I mean, I feel like we keep repeating these points of just make animation stories. Visions is the next Star Wars projects that we're getting. So we're gonna go ham. That's coming out next month.
Oh yeah, dude, we're gonna have to do some reactions to that and talk about them on the pod and do some breakdowns.
I'm totally in on that. And we gotta play some video games too. We gotta play some Star. We gotta play, like we were talking about on TikTok Live. We gotta play some play-alongs. I have not played a lot of these games, so I'm sure it would be fun to see my reaction. I know Johnny hasn't played that many of them
I've
either,
played a
specifically
few
like the
select, but yeah,
MMOs and
not a ton, yeah.
I'm telling you guys, Discord or Zoom, whatever it is, and you don't even have to stream it, Connor, but we could, or maybe I could stream it while we're doing this and you could play. And bro, I'm down to sit on this virtual couch with you and watch you
And just
go
watch
through
you
Knights
play
of
it.
the Old Republic, bro.
Yeah.
I do not care. I will sit there and just watch, and it'll be so fun. You'd be like, yo,
Hell
Tegner,
yeah.
what about this? I don't know, bro. Do that. Let's see what happens. I
Yeah.
think it'll be so fun. And I think it's one of those things to me is like necessary reading where every Star Wars fan should get it. You should suffer through this or enjoy it, or at the very least, just try. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. But it's an experience, and I think you will enjoy it. And it has nothing to do with like the Star Wars that you see in the movies and stuff. It's its own separate experience, and you may really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I agree. But yeah, I think, listen, we've been going for what, an hour now?
Yeah, just about.
Daddy Chief, you had something to show us and show our viewers from the
Oh
pod.
yeah. Well, if you made
What'd you
this,
get?
yeah, if you made this far, thanks for watching. But yeah, so my friend Brett, shout out Brett, he's been watching the pod and he sent me some gifts and some things, maybe hang up in my background here. Because I have this lovely hutch to my right and don't have anything behind me. So he sent me some cool stuff. So again, thanks, Brett. But he sent me this really cool like screen print from this. He actually said he got it at a Philadelphia art show, Connor.
Hell yeah, shout out Philly.
Yeah, shout out Philly. But I got this really cool screen print of Vader. It just looks awesome. So thanks again, man. And then also, he sent me the Target exclusive Funko Pops. So we got Darth Vader here. And remind me, Dagovir, what style was this? Is this like a comic
Yeah,
style?
comics. Supposed to be
Your
comics,
comic style? Yeah, it just looks awesome. We got Vader. You got Luke.
Hell yeah.
You got a Stormtrooper. And then my boy, C-3PO. So,
Yeah, they
thanks
all
again,
have
Brett.
the I think they all have the 1977 style where the first like official Star Wars comics were coming out.
Yeah,
Yeah, there you go.
like look on the back there. Yeah, do they all have? Yeah, they all have like the first comic that they like
I
appeared
think
in.
Luke's saber is the same color it is in the comics.
Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, you see there like OG Vader. But yeah, Luke's lightsaber is like a pinkish red, which is
They're
then
really
blue.
interesting. Yes.
Yeah, so thanks again, dude. Really appreciate it. And you guys are gonna see some of the stuff hung up behind me pretty soon here. So yeah,
Hell yeah.
I got that today, so I didn't have a chance to hang it up yet, but coming soon.
Absolutely. And hey, send us more stuff if you guys want to contribute to Johnny's background.
Yeah, I need to catch up to Dagavir. Like, look at all the stuff he has,
That's what I'm
dude.
saying.
Yeah,
Bro,
we
you're
got
putting
some
us all
work to
to
do,
shame
Connor.
right now.
I got a couple stuff, but like, I got some work to do.
It's just I still haven't put this bitch up
Oh,
either.
dude,
So yeah,
that's so
dude.
nice.
Hey man, you know, if you want to be like me and spend all your money, go ahead, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it's worth it.
No, listen, we've been spending about an hour talking about Star Wars and looking at our comments on YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube at the Starlight Pod. We got someone that said, "Hey, I don't know why this showed up in my feed, but my guy Star Wars is dead as frick. It's been
This
in
is
the
a safe
grave for
podcast.
years now. It's been in the grave for years now." Listen, I think it's a positive sign that we're getting some haters, but
Yeah,
I just want to let
that's
that
good.
person know that we've been talking about Star Wars for an hour.
Yeah, just
Complete.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you could join us. Maybe we can convert you and show you that Star Wars is still back, starting with Star Wars Visions in October, starting with Andor, starting with all the projects that we know and love, Ahsoka season 2, and everything else that we talked about on this podcast. But just wanted to let the people know that Star Wars is not dead.
If Star Wars is dead, I guess I'm dead. That's
Yeah.
all I have to say.
Yep.
But yeah, I think what are we thinking, guys? You want to hit anything else?
Man, I just want these projects to come out right now, man. I want more animation. I want to see where it's going. Let's go, baby.
You know the credit card meme where the guy like slams the credit
Yeah.
card on? That's
Oh.
us. Give me
Yeah, yeah,
more.
yeah. Or the template that I always see on TikTok where it's the guy's like, "What the book? Wait, whoa, whoa!" And it
Yeah.
zooms in, and it's just like
Whoa.
animation more.
Yeah, that is literally us right now. Yeah. I'm really excited for these projects and just give me more, as Kylo Ren once said. More. More.
More.
Last Jedi
My boy.
mentioned. Last Jedi
Yeah,
mentioned.
there it is. The one time of podcast. Last Jedi mentioned. Get it, Dagger.
Let's go. That's the Easter egg in every single podcast. Last Jedi
Yeah,
mentioned.
where can we mention the last day, or where can we slurp Palpatine? No, we didn't do it
Yes.
this episode, but just wait next time.
I'm gonna make a compilation of every single time I've said Last Jedi mentioned or Last Jedi has been mentioned in this
Yeah,
podcast.
yeah, that'd be a good edit.
There would be that. What are we doing? And let's go, I think, are all compilations in the future.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think this is probably a good spot to wrap, right, guys?
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you're still here, don't forget to follow us on TikTok at the Starlight Pod, also on YouTube and Spotify. Also, don't forget, maybe follow me on TikTok. Maybe I'll post again. I say this every podcast, but give me a follow. Why not? And yeah, Connor and Dagger, want to shout anything else out?
Yeah, man, just check out all the good stuff, you know, get the Discord coming soon, all the good stuff here, and no hatred, only knowledge, baby.
Damn right. And hey, let's get her ready up in the chat.
Ready up.
Let's go. Hey, yeah, Dagger streams every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fantastic community over there. But yeah, make sure you follow us at the Starlight Pod. And make sure you follow me at Jedi.Connor on everything. We're just gonna keep going. No matter what people say about Star Wars, we're locked in and we are ready. Let's go.
Let's go.